Psalm 20 talks about a person kind of at their desperation, at their end. And yet it's a story of how in their lost, in their frustration, God comes in and fills their lives, and fills those empty spots and fills those hurting spots. And all by the end of the psalm, God is lifted up and the problems the person was dealing with are no longer all that great because of the greatness of God. Kind of gets at that theme that we've been looking at the last few weeks. I remember. And now I'm going to blank out. I remember. And what's the second thing I do? You forget. Okay. No, I remember and I ponder and then I meditate and then I worship. I don't know why it was, but this week I've been hit with the amount of people in this congregation who are suffering. They may not want to make a big deal about it, but they're suffering. And sometimes all they have is to get up the next day and deal with that same problem again and again and again. God says He's there for us. He's near, and He loves each and every one of you that's here today. We may look around at times and say, oh, that person and the struggles they got. But I just want to say to you this morning that God is near. And He loves you. I'll pick on just a few people this morning. Sandra, how are you? Okay. She's okay, but she's nervous. Got word from the doctor a couple weeks ago, we saw a spot on your lung, and we need to check that out. And she's still mourning the loss of her husband. Right? Okay. Can I pick on you for just a second, Deb?
Sure.
Okay.
My shoulders are broad.
You are, yeah. Debbie's had a lot of responsibility. And quite a bit of the time, she's putting her time into her grandchildren. And she's got a husband that is mentally breaking down. Is that fair to say?
Hearing is gone.
His hearing is gone. Who else? Oh, there's a guy back there that's going to have surgery this week. Aren't you, Ken? And I'm sure he wants and desires prayerful support. And Joel's. She was walking into a hospital this week to work and she tripped. Spent a couple days on her back. She told me she came in this morning. She said, I'm on my back. My mother used to tell me, what did she say? God put you on your back for a reason. And then I look over there at that pretty lady, Pauline, who's daily going back and forth to the hospital because somebody she's loved and loved for a long time is there and is in need. Nobody knows about it yet, but there's a family in this church that may be facing some difficult times in the weeks ahead. Doctors are looking at some things and saying maybe surgery is necessary. That's just a few in a small group like this. Your back's bothering you like it is every week, isn't it? Yeah, read it. So what I wanted to do this morning is to just give us a few minutes. And maybe you would have something on your heart that you're carrying. It could be as diverse as the responsibilities of a wife and a grandma, or it could be a back issue that you deal with every single day, a wrist-hand issue that you're dealing with, and it's just not getting better. Maybe it's a family member that you love, and just sometimes you'd like to shake them because it doesn't, they're not showing the love the way you want to receive it or the way you receive love. There is nothing magical to this bottle of oil. It's a little bit of anointing oil, olive oil. Watch this. There's no genie that comes out. All it is a first century healing agent. When the Good Samaritan made his journey home and he passed that man on the road, it says he cleaned his wounds and applied oil for healing. So all it is just a symbolic thing. If you'd like to come forward in the next few moments, we're going to anoint anybody that would like to be anointed. Three times on the forehead in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And we don't know what God wants to do. You may want to just lay a person in front of Him and say, I am just beat and I need your help. I am just waiting for this surgery to happen. I'm just waiting for these tests to come back. If you come forward, no genie, nothing magical, you just saying, God, I put my life before you. And Lord, whatever you want to do, please feel free to do. And I will lean upon you. And I will rest in you. And I don't know what it's going to bring tomorrow. But Lord, help me to put away my struggles. To put it on you. As I walk through this week, and this month, and this year. The musicians have been told just to sit still. Right, Ike? And we're just going to give you a few minutes. Usually once one comes, then they all come. But I want to give you a few minutes and I want to anoint you. So, you come. Is there anybody here who maybe it's hard to get up and get moving around? I'd be glad to show to you if you'd like to work. Going along. Twice. Okay. We're going to play another song, and then we're going to finish up by singing the last couple of verses of Just as I Am.